Friday, of course, was Inauguration Day. It was also the day of the Kindness Blitz. This really took off all over our community as Andre Griffith Cash from Inspire Media Network spearheaded this movement to get people out and about on Friday especially, but really every day, to do something nice. Go just a little bit out of your way to do something nice for friends, family members, neighbors, total strangers on the street, and a lot of people took part in this. And we're going to get a recap right now. We've got Andrea Griffith Cash from Inspire Media Network back in the studio.
Me again. Hello.
You again. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing good. So you were going on all over the community all day long doing little acts of kindness. How was it for
I
you?
I had a blast.
I mean, not
a bad way to spend a day. I just cranked some happy music in my car, and I was just going from spot to spot. I made a donation at the PTA thrift shop. I made a donation at Table Book Harvest. I bought someone's coffee at Joe Van Gogh, and the barista said, you know, yeah, you're not so unique, because all day no one has paid for their own coffee. It's been a pay it forward thing happening all day with all my customers. So
That was really cool. Yeah.
I bought someone's lunch at Toast, and I also just reached out to a lot of friends like I hadn't talked to in a while. Mm-hmm. And you know, the love kind of finds its way back to you, right? Because they were just so quick to write me back. And
And
since we last spoke last Monday, the mayor proclaimed Friday a day of kindness and respect in Chapel Hill. So we were really grateful that she jumped on board. And thank you, Mayor.
So what were some of the best stories that you heard from other people?
Well, that was what's cool. I mean, this is where social media is great, because we had the hashtag Kindness Blitz, so we could really track what people were doing. And I'm going to call them out by name, because I want people get the credit.
Yeah.
Amy Whitfield left flowers on a stranger's windshield. Elizabeth Martin donated blood. The Duke Chronicle staff wrote in. They gave out candy to thank campus bus drivers and workers at West Union.
Nice.
This wasn't just limited to North Carolina. It was a really rainy day in California, and Julie Watson helped a handicapped coworker get from her car to the office without, you know, getting soaking wet.
Okay.
Astrid Huber bought some books and toys for a family of Syrian refugees. They're coming to Raleigh soon. We had a lot of people writing nice notes and putting them on strangers' cars.
I saw a lot of that, yeah.
And what was cool is then you could also see it from the recipient side, because the notes had the hashtag on it. So we heard from recipients saying, I got that note. That made my day. I really needed that today. So like Mary Chapman was one of the people who did this, and her note in part said, you are a lovely, shining child of the universe. Don't you forget it.
That's awesome.
We had Tammy Frenduto wrote in. She had lunch with a friend whose son is in hospice care, and she said to us that she went in with hopes of offering some comfort, but seeing this woman's strength and unselfish love for her child was a gift to me.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little boy named Ben. He's 6. He and his grandmother delivered cakes to their local fire station, and then his little brother, Alex, treated the staff at his daycare to some coffee and donuts. We heard from people volunteering in Durham Public Schools classrooms, helping a driver whose car was stuck in a ditch.
Nice.
There was a muddy ditch situation, and a woman stepped in. So really, I could go on and on. We had a lot of, you know, $5 gift cards were handed out to strangers. People purchased dog food for the animal shelter. Mm-hmm. They baked cookies for the elderly, left quarters at the laundromat.
And some of these are things that involve donations or going out and buying things for other people, and some of them aren't. This doesn't have to be an expensive day for anyone. It's just looking at the world through other people's eyes and seeing, what do I need? What do other people need, and what can I help with?
Yeah, I mean, I heard from people, once it gets in your mind, okay, I'm going to go be kind today, it infiltrates everything you do. So one person wrote in and said, I was a better driver today.
Yes,
I just,
yeah.
You can't commit to being kind and then cut people off and tailgate and honk your horn. You know, it's like you gotta walk the walk or drive the drive. So, it doesn't have to cost anything. Like I said, you know, you text a friend or, you know, maybe even resist the urge to criticize your significant other or to complain about something that day. So it really takes on all forms. And of course we heard from people saying, you know, this should not and will not be limited to one day.
That's
the idea was to kind of, let's make this a habit. And as with any habit, you got to start on day one.
Yep. And like so. Make it a real movement. And I know you were at the march in Raleigh the next day with Making America Kind Again.
Yes.
Which is part and parcel of that movement too.
And I saw a lot of Make America Kind Again signs. I am happy that, you know, it's not just limited to us. And actually, a couple of people were nice enough to reach out to me and take a lot of our Make America Kind Again buttons to D.C. So nice. Then we heard from people in D.C. saying, I saw your buttons all over the place up there. So, this has definitely got legs and is, you know, a national movement. So we want to keep it going. I mean, obviously, I encourage people to just think about this every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can you do in 5 minutes? What can you do in an hour if you've got an hour? And we also want to, because social media is such a force for good when we use it that way.
When it can be a force for good.
When it is.
Yeah.
I want to start a social media platform where it's all it is we're crowdsourcing people's acts of kindness
talk about this
locally.
And yeah, we were talking a little bit about this before we started. We're speaking with Andrea Griffith Cash, by the way, if you're just joining us, Inspire Media Network. We're sort of recapping the success of the Kindness Blitz on Friday, but now we talk about next steps. What's next?
So I think I'm going to start an Instagram. I mean, I've already secured it. a kind of a Triangle Kindness Instagram handle where people can sign up and go on their own kindness blitz. So suppose you signed up for, you know, tomorrow, January 24th, you would get the password that day and you would run the social media feed that day. I mean, it's the Aaron Show that day, although you have the Aaron Show all the time here at CHL. And so you would go around and, you know, leave quarters at the laundromat and write a nice note to a friend and you would take photos, capturing all of that.
Them.
So it's basically a photo collaboration.
Nice.
Meant to inspire people to keep all this going. And I think a big part of it is, as we've talked about before, is the creativity. You know, it's like, I thought I came up with all these great ideas, but I mean, there was plenty here, like flowers on the windshield. I would have never thought
that's
of that
great.
One.
That's great, yeah.
You know.
And like one person can sit down and brainstorm a list of 30 different things, but then if you get 10 people in a room together, there'll be some overlap, but you'll have 200 different things that you would never have thought of just by yourself. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that whole two heads are better than one kind of thing. Yeah, so I want to start a social media feed so that, you know, if you're just following along, it's going to make your day better. If you want to get involved, that's great. But how cool would that be if we had this long line where, you know, you wrote me and said, I want to get in on that. And I said, well, you're going to have to wait 200 days because that's how many people have signed up. I mean, that would be a wonderful thing, a wonderful problem.
That's really cool. Again, speaking with Andrea Griffith Cash, Inspire Media Network, where can people find out more about Inspire Media Network and where can people get more information? I know this is just starting up, but when the Instagram is up and running, where can people get more information?
So definitely follow us on Facebook, search Inspire Media Network. If you go to Facebook.com, it's /Inspire Media Durham.
Yep.
You know, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. We have InspireMediaNetwork.org is our website, but of course social media is kind of where the breaking news tends to go. So it's amazing. We've gotten a lot more followers in the past couple weeks because of this, and it was really cool to see how organic it was. This didn't cost our organization a cent outside of my salary. I mean, so I appreciate people like you spreading the word and the mayor, and it just goes to show that there's a real hunger for this right now.
Awesome. Again, Facebook.com, search for Inspire Media Network, or Facebook.com/Inspire Media Durham if you want to go straight there. I'm looking forward to seeing how this continues into 2017, because
cool.
I think this could
story,
be that
right?
year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My story. I was in, I left here at 7 o'clock. I go next door to City Kitchen for a drink because what a day Friday was. I sit down and the first thing is the people like next to me were there for another minute and they said, you know, we'll take our check. And the bartender said, nope, those pointed at an empty seat because some couple had paid for this random stranger across the bar and then got up and left without any word at all, but it's a pay it forward thing. I don't know if the bartender knew about the kind of splits or what it was, but it had to have been something along those lines, that paid for this couple's meal, then just got up and left. No idea who they are. We'll never know who they are, but
love
there
that.
It was. And then I saw it happen again while I was there. So multiple times just sitting at City Kitchen for a half an hour. So that was great.
You know, people are good. And because that happened Friday, and then we went into the marches where no one was arrested, and it was peaceful.
Across
and
the entire country, 3 million people,
If we focus on the good, it's there. It's there.
And then keep building on that and growing the movement of good. I think that's the important thing. So I'm looking forward to this for the rest of the year and beyond. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you.